Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to irs.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The mask mandate gets new life in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and not everyone is happy about the government rule.
A group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit, filed on Saturday, argues that the city lacks the authority to impose a mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group says that health officials have overstepped their power and that only state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. Philadelphia became the first major city to reinstate a mask mandate, citing a sharp rise in COVID cases. The city's positive test rate of nearly 5% is currently the highest in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ukrainian officials are reporting Russian missiles hit the western Ukrainian city of Lviv on Monday, killing over a handful of people. Lviv and the rest of western Ukraine has seen only sporadic strikes during the past 2 months and have become a relative safe haven for people from parts of the country where fighting has been more intense. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The United States Football League is back with 40 games this season, ending on the 4th of July. Games will be carried on Fox, FS1, NBC, Peacock, and USA Network. The death toll from a storm in Southeast Africa is roughly 450 souls in last night's official count. Sili Zikalala, KwaZulu-Natal's premier, posted on Facebook, "This is a moment of great adversity, but this is also a moment where we need to summon our collective courage and turn this devastation into an opportunity to rebuild our province." End quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky on CNN overnight stressed the importance of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, the next battle zone in the Russian invasion.
"This is why it is very important for us not to allow them to stand our ground, because this battle, and it can happen, so there will be several battles, and we don't know how long it is going to take, it can influence the course of the whole war. Because I don't trust the Russian military and Russian leadership. That is why we understand that the fact that we fought them off, and they left, and they were running away from Kyiv, from the north, from Cherniv, and from that direction. It doesn't mean if they are able to capture Donbass, they won't come further towards Kyiv. That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Good Monday morning, day after. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we've got the one and only from American Minute, Bill Fetter, my good friend, is here to talk history, critical history. I mean, you think about, the Passover and Easter. And Bill Fetter, let me bring you on here. I mean, how many times in history do we have, the Passover and Easter running almost about the same time? It's about probably about 90% of the time. Is that right?
Well, it's pretty close, but it's actually supposed to be 100% of the time. And the change is rather interesting. For the first three centuries of Christianity, it was Christians that would go to the rabbis and say, when's Passover this year? And then they would celebrate Easter or the resurrection on that three-day holiday of the Passover, then the next day is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Leaven is symbolic of sin, and that's when the Jews would get all the leaven or yeast out of their houses. And then the third day is the Feast of First Fruits, when the first of the barley, which was the earliest crop to come out of the ground, they would cut off the shoots and wave it before the Lord in the temple. And so Jesus was raised from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits. And so the Christians would ask the Jews, well, Constantine had the in 312 A.D. Defeated his opponent Maxentius, Battle of Milvian Bridge. And then in 313 A.D., Constantine stopped the persecution of Christians. And shortly thereafter, the Arian heresy came along. And Arius was a bishop that said Jesus was a little less than God, and he wrote a catchy song, and it began to be popular amongst the Visigoths and began to split the Christian church. And so Constantine orders all the bishops to Nicaea, and it's the first time all the Christian bishops in the entire world got together in one place, and they settled it. It was called the Nicene Creed, and they got rid of Arius. They demoted him. But it was also at this Council of Nicaea that Constantine wanted to unify Rome. And so he wanted a common date for Easter, and he wanted it the same every year, and he wanted it on a Sunday. Now, you think that's sort of a minor thing? Well, it was a major thing. And the first several centuries of Christianity, a whole lot of emphasis was given to the calendar. And it was back then when Rome conquered.
I mean, after all, Jesus became the cornerstone of the calendar, did he not?
Yes, yes.
And, in a sense, yeah.
So the prior to Constantine, three centuries earlier, you had Julius Caesar, and he conquered, and then he wanted to unify the Roman Empire, which now included the Middle East, it included Egypt, it included North Africa, and lots of kingdoms with lots of different calendars, mostly based on lunar cycles, and then the Hebrew calendar. And so Julius Caesar decided to switch to a solar calendar and make January 1st the first day of the year. Prior to then, the first day of the year was the spring equinox around March 20th. And we know that was the old Roman calendar because if March was the first month of the year, then September would have been the seventh month. And so the word sept, S-E-P-T, is Latin for seven, oct, like octagon, eight-sided. October was the eighth month. Nov is Latin for nine. And death, like December or decimal, was Latin for 10. And Julius Caesar moves the beginning of the year from March to January. And then he renames the fifth month after himself. It used to be Quintilius, and now it's July. And then the next emperor, Augustus Caesar, named the sixth month after himself. It used to be, now it's August. Anyway, long and short, Julius Caesar wanted to unify the Roman calendar across the whole Roman Empire. And so now we're three centuries later, you have Constantine, who's now a Christian emperor, and he wants to unify a Christian Roman Empire. And so he wants a common date to celebrate the resurrection, but he wants it to be on a Sunday. And so this was the last cutting of the ties to the Jewish church. And so they came up with a formula. And the formula is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. And to make it even more complicated, they charted it in advance how far it was going to go into the years in the future. But they were using the Julian calendar, which is 11 minutes off a year. And so by the 1500s, it's a full 10 days off. And so that's when Pope Gregory decides to readjust the calendar in what's called the Gregorian calendar. And that's what we use today. But a whole lot of emphasis was given on the date of Easter, but this was a cutting of the ties from the Jewish. So no longer were, after the Council of Nicaea, no longer did they go to the Jews and say, when's Passover this year? And that's when they would celebrate Easter. They would say, okay, what's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox? And so we began to see a Gentile Christian church and a Jewish Christian church after the Council of Nicaea. And now, a day.
And Bill, hang on a second. Bill, let me go back for just a second here. But they had, there was even debate on the Sabbath, what the Sabbath was. Was it Friday, Saturday? Because the Jews practiced the Sabbath as the last day of the week. And now you have the Christians saying, well, Jesus rose on Sunday, the first day of the week, so we're going to celebrate our Sabbath on Sunday. So then you have that differentiation right there between Saturday and Sunday, Jewish and Christian, right?
Yeah, and it did get a little confused over the centuries because the Sabbath did mean that the seventh day, the Saturday rest. And so the Christians would also honor the first day of the week, and they would sort of call the weekend Sabbath, especially because the Jewish Sabbath began at sunset and went to the next sunset. So it was different from the Roman calendar, which would sunrise to sunrise. And so there was an overlapping there. But it was clearly a separation from the Jewish roots. And over the following subsequent centuries, that separation went so far as to some say, well, let's not even bother with the Old Testament, and which is too extreme because Jesus himself quoted from the Old Testament on the road to Emmaus. He started with, Moses and the prophets, and he went through all the scriptures that confirmed him as the Messiah. And so, but we look back today, and whenever Easter and Passover overlap, we think, oh, what a coincidence. Well, I'm not realizing that it's supposed to overlap.
right.
Because Jesus was the fulfillment of it.
Wow. Well, we've got more from the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Bill Fetter will continue with us, and we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, the Lamb of God was sacrificed on Passover, resurrected on the Feast of First Fruits that Bill had referenced, and Passover, again, as we recall, from the book of Exodus, you know, what that was all about. It was, you know, I guess the culmination of the judgments of Egypt. And we'll talk more about that. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Bill Fetter continuing with us, the American Minute creator. Bill, as we were talking about, you know, God doesn't do things, you know, on a hit and miss in theory. Everything is by design. It's his will and his purpose. You know, when you think back, here it is, Jesus, which was all predicted, said this was going to happen, and you compare God to any other alleged God, and what other God says what's going to happen, and it in fact happens? The God who knows the end from the beginning. And time and again, God is batting 1,000%. And what other God does this, Bill?
Yeah, well, you know, I put together a new book with my wife. It's called Believe. And in there, I get into God creating the universe, time, space, matter, energy. And, you know, you look at the Hubble telescope. They focused in on a spot in the sky in 2003 where there was nothing. And the spot was so small, it was the size of a grain of sand held between your fingers against the night sky. After 11 days, they developed the images. In that spot was 10,000 galaxies with hundreds of billions of stars in each galaxy. And they began to look other places, and the astronomy world was like astounded that it was so much larger. Prior to 1924, they thought galaxy and universe were synonymous. And that's when Edwin Hubble, with his 100-inch telescope out in Pasadena, California, discovered the Andromeda galaxy. But anyway, so they estimate the observable universe is now 93 billion light years across. And get this, still expanding at the speed of light.
I bet.
And the largest star they found is Stevenson 2-18. It's a super gas giant. It's so large, if you were to place it in our solar system, it would engulf the orbit of Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun. We're the third planet from the sun. Could you imagine one star that big? And so here's God. He makes everything. He doesn't just create it. He holds it in existence. And what's a galaxy anyway? It's a bunch of rocks, hot rocks, cold rocks. A rock cannot love you. And so at some time in eternity past, God said, been there, done that. I can make everything. I would really like someone in my image that could love me. And now it gets interesting because love by definition must be voluntary. So in this framework of everything he controls, time, space, matter, energy, he created one little thing he doesn't control, your will. Now, he could control it if he wanted to, but that would defeat the very reason he made us different than everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't need our love anymore. The parents don't need the love of their children, but he wants it. And so we're created with the capacity to love, but love by definition must be voluntary.
Exactly.
The moment he would force us to love him, he himself would know he's forcing us to love him, and he would know his response, our response is not a love response. And so he hides himself behind creation, because if he ever revealed himself in all of his universe-creating omnipotent power, your response would be instinctive, like the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, I fell at his feet as dead, and it wouldn't be voluntary. And so he's like, I can do instinctive. I'm after the voluntary thing. And but then there's the other part. God's a just God, and he cannot help it. Being just means he has to judge every sin. If he doesn't judge a sin, by default, he's giving consent to the sin. And if he gives consent to sin, he's no longer a just God. And so here's the dilemma. He creates us to love him, but if we step out of line, his just side will have to judge us. And so he has a plan, and the plan is his own son would become the lamb and take the judgment for our sin. And this was foreshadowed when Adam and Eve sinned and hid from God, and they put on fig leaves, which was the first false religion. And God instead clothes them with the skin of an animal. And if you think of it, how do you make a skin of an animal? You have to kill an animal. And so there was the first death. And so Cain and Abel wanted to worship God, but Cain does works. And we know it's works because God told Adam, the ground is cursed for your sake, and you'll bring forth fruit by the sweat of your brow. So Cain's trying to work his way to heaven. Abel's trusting in the lamb. And it's this picture. God's on one side. We're on the other side. Our sins separate us from God, and the lamb pays for the sin. And so Noah offered lambs when he got off the ark. Abraham offered lambs. Moses had every family kill a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost of their house for the angel of death to pass over, signifying that this lamb took the judgment in our place. So if we're taking care of it, this house, you can pass over, right? So we're hiding under the blood. Jesus and the high priest brings the blood of the lamb into the Holy of Holies and sprinkles it on the mercy seat. The blood actually changes it from a judgment seat into a mercy seat.
Mercy seat.
So here's the Holy of Holies. You got this Ark of the Covenant. And it has the lid that has two angels on it, and the presence of the Lord is between the angels. And then under the lid is the box with the Ten Commandments on the inside. And the high priest comes in representing the people who have sinned, and he sprinkles the blood of the Lamb on the lid, on the mercy seat, so that the Lord, looking at the law, looking at the people, sees that the Lamb paid for their sins. Mm-hmm. And then Solomon offers 1,000 of them when he dedicates the temple. Finally, John the Baptist points to Jesus, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Right. So God's on one side, we're on the other side. Our sin separates from God, and the Lamb pays for the sin. And so this way, God is completely just in that he judges every sin, but he's completely love in that he provided the Lamb to take the judgment. So people say, "I don't need Jesus." It's like, dude, don't you understand? God has to judge every sin you've ever done, because if he doesn't judge your sin, by default, he's giving consent to your sin. And if he gives consent to sin, he's no longer a just God. He denies his just nature. He denies himself, and he is not going to deny himself. So judgment's coming. You can stand there and take it, or you can run into Christ. And Jesus took the judgment in our place. And he's like the umbrella, and we're underneath of him. He gets rained upon, but we stay dry. Mm. And but this is foreshadowed over and over again. And one of the very fascinating ways it's foreshadowed is the seven feasts of Israel. So Israel had three feasts at the beginning of the year, 150 days later, and then three feasts at the end of the year. The three at the beginning of the year, the first one is Passover. And that's when every family would take a innocent lamb and then have it in their house for 3 days, and then would take it to the temple, and it would be sacrificed. And Jesus was sacrificed on the exact feast of Passover. And then the next day, the Jews celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so leaven is symbolic of sin. And Jesus talked about the leaven of the Pharisees, and a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And so Jesus took the sin out of the world, that he paid the penalty for our sins on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then the third day, the Jews celebrated the Feast of First Fruits. And this is, again, when the first shoots of barley would come out of the ground, and they would harvest them and then take them, wave them to the temple. And Jesus is the first fruit. He's the first one risen from the dead. And the Apostle Paul calls him that in the different letters. And then you have to
And it's, it's also, you got to tie in, Bill. You have to tie in that this is a time of gratitude and thankfulness. This was part of First Fruits, right? For us to be thankful for the bounty that we are harvesting, right?
Yeah, there's something about the first that, you know, the tithe is the first 10%, mm-hmm. and that you, instead of saying giving God what's left over,
right.
It's a step of faith by saying, "I'm going to give something back to you from the first, and then I'm trusting you to take care of the rest." And
we got about a minute and a half left here, Bill. Go ahead. Just timing wise.
Now, the 50 days later is the Feast of Pentecost, and that's when the actual harvest began, and they would bring that into the temple. But 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits is when the apostles were in the upper room, and you had 3,000 people get saved that first day and 8,000 that next week. And it was the beginning of the harvest of souls. Mm-hmm. And then you have a long summer of growing and harvesting. And then at the end, you have the Feast of Trumpets, which signifies the end of the harvest. And then the Feast of Tabernacles, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. And those are yet to be fulfilled.
Exactly. Wow.
But it's also a new book that I wrote called Believe, and AmericanMinute.com is my website.
And that's where they can get it. And, of course, we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezShow.com. Bill Fetter, you're awesome. Thank you so much for blessing us and, bringing this into perspective. I mean, again, God does not do things theoretically or casually. I mean, there is a rhyme and reason for purpose for everything that is under the sun, if we will only have eyes to see. And what a difference in our lives. and my prayer continues. It'd be the best Easter ever.
30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to IRS.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Good Monday morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got William Jasper joining us. He's the senior editor at The New American, author, journalist, commentator, and documentary producer. William, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be with you there.
Well, I'm glad you can come on to kind of help us understand what is going on. We've got so many narratives coming out of Ukraine. You've got Ukraine information. Of course, we've got Russian. Anything that's tied to Russian information is immediately regarded as propaganda and Russian disinformation, whether we're talking Hunter Biden, Donald Trump. So this is no different. And then we even have the Biden White House. It's like, William, who are we to believe here? I mean, this is just madness.
Well, it is very confusing, and particularly when one looks at the past history of the last 23 years, going back to 1999, the New American Magazine, which I'm the senior editor of, we, from the very beginning, when Boris Yeltsin, who was then supposedly the president of Russia, appointed Vladimir Putin then largely an unknown character as his prime minister. And we said right from the very beginning, this guy's career KGB, they renamed it as the FSB, but it's the same thing. He's not a good guy, but the New York Times gave him a big op-ed. They let Vladimir Putin introduce himself to the world as our ally in the battle against terrorism. And then the following year, George W. Bush, adopted him as an ally, referred to him as a partner in the fight against terrorism, and then invited him to the U.S. and said he looked into his eyes and he saw a man who was trustworthy and straightforward. He looked into his soul, got a sense of his soul. And all of the major media, that's the theme they were running on throughout the Bush administration and then into the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. But before that, Biden, as senator, he was head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He said that Putin was a good guy. He says it looks like he's the best Russian leader since Peter the Great to make moves toward the West. And so that's the propaganda that we were getting from the mainstream media and from the globalists in both the Democrat and the Republican Party, from Henry Kissinger, from all at Strobe Talbot at Brookings Institution, from Bill Clinton, from Hillary Clinton. And we've just put together a review of those things, quotes and photos of all these different leaders who are now claiming that that we have to be disregard everything that comes out of Russia, that Putin is our number one enemy. We were saying that long ago, but at the same time, we were pointing out that Russia and, under Putin and China later under Xi have been going back for the last 20 years, consolidating their partnership, their alliances, military, industrial, science, technology, agriculture. So this has been building.
And like we didn't know that, William?
Yeah, I mean, so we kept saying, hey, this is not a good deal. But what did the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, CBS, CNN, and, of course, the big Wall Street globalists, Goldman Sachs, Blackstone, BlackRock, Carlyle Group, et cetera, they were all pushing this, that we need to work toward this new convergence that the communist China has gone capitalist, Russia under Putin was going progressive, and we needed to all get together in a global community. And, in fact, they called it world government. And so for the last 7 years, they've been having this summit on world government in Abu Dhabi, and we've been reporting on it. And at the World Economic Forum and at the big Abu Dhabi summit, Russia, all the Russian oligarchs and Putin have been there. So have all the Chinese communist oligarchs, the billionaires, and Communist Party officials. And so they have been working very closely together for all these years until 2014, when Putin invaded the Crimea. And then all of the folks that were pushing all of this suddenly declared that, oh, he's not our buddy anymore. And Hillary Clinton, realizing that she needed to distance herself from Putin, whom she had just previously been giving all of our top technology. You know, Putin brought Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden over to Moscow to promote Skolkovo, which is their big high-tech center. They're Russia's response to our Silicon Valley. They're way behind us, so they needed to get our technology. And so the Obama administration sent both of them over there, and they brought Cisco Systems and Oracle, Intel, Microsoft, all the big tech companies over there, and all the big investment firms, BlackRock, Bridgewater, all of
State
the big
Street.
Wall Street guys. yeah. over to invest in all of these businesses, which have, obviously, and security experts, including the FBI security experts, said all of this has dual-use technology. They can use all of this in the military to attack us, and yet the Obama administration pushed that forward. And Clinton, Hillary Clinton, was right at the center of that, you know, and that came out with the Uranium One,
Uranium, exactly,
scandal, and many other things. So she had to distance herself from that in 2015 when she had to run. So she just pulled a great reversal. She accused the Trump administration, or her opponent, Trump, of being in bed with Putin, when actually she was the one who is the most notoriously shacked up with Putin. So it gets a little confusing here, because then they all reversed course, or it appears that they did. They publicly began attacking Putin, but most of the people who were publicly attacking him, including many of the big globalist Wall Streeters, were still doing business with him. And even today, with the Biden administration attacking Putin, they really haven't attacked him where it would do good, which is
exactly,
which is to release our energy industry and our mining industry so that we could drill and get the energy we need, so that Putin wouldn't be able to finance his attacks on Ukraine. The only reason he can do it is because we have given him the advantage there. We've pumped up the price of oil, of coal, of natural gas, and he's rolling in the dough now.
Yeah, what is it, William, about the Democrats, you know, that they will take people's money, and which is our investment, to support Ukraine, and then undermine that exact, you know, investment by continuing a business relationship with the Russians? I mean, this is no different, really, than what Obama did with Solyndra, if you remember. You know, here we invested, what, $500 million into Solyndra, and then he lets the Chinese come into the market and underbid our investment, destroy it, and then he laughs about it and says, well, I guess they weren't shovel-ready jobs after all, so to speak. I mean, these people are incompetent. I mean, they're just flat-out incompetent irresponsible. Go ahead.
Not so much that they're incompetent, is that there is really malice involved here. They've gotten away with it because the media allows it.
I'll tell you, when we come back, we got to go to a quick break, William, if it's okay. I mean, let's talk about that malice. I gave them the benefit of the doubt by saying they're incompetent. Stay with us. We got more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. William Jasper continues with us. He is the senior editor of The New American, author, journalist, commentator, and documentary producer. William, the question is, with all the stories, you know, we broke it down, and we got all these different narratives coming out of Ukraine. Who is responsible for the Bucha atrocities?
Well, that's a very good question, and we dived into that. We are still looking into that. For your listeners who haven't been following, although I'm sure the vast majority of Americans are aware, in the town of Bucha, which is about 25 miles northwest of Kyiv, on April 2nd, we began getting stories that terrible atrocities had been committed there. Beheadings, rape, mutilations, murder of men, women, children. And we began seeing photos of bodies lying out on the streets and mass graves brought to us by the New York Times and Associated Press. And they were very horrendous and, of course, very emotionally jarring and outrageous. And so that it evoked all of those emotions. And so people weren't surprised when we heard that these atrocities had been committed by Russian troops, and this had been discovered when they retreated from Bucha on March 30th. And so that was the story. And so that began more outrage and more calls in Congress for support for Ukraine and for more involvement, getting the U.S. more arms and military units into Ukraine, or on the borders of Ukraine right now. So we began looking into that, and we found that a number of independent investigative reporters had already been looking into that and going, hey, wait a second, what's wrong with this narrative? And we found out that, okay, on the Russians left on March 30th. On that day, the mayor of Bucha comes out, and he's on Facebook and on other social media rejoicing and saying, this is wonderful. We've got the Russians have left. Bucha is free again. no mention of any atrocities, no mention of bodies in the streets or anything like that. Nothing on the next day, nothing on the next day, nothing on the next day, until April 2nd. And so we're supposed to believe that all the, that and not only him, but the other members of the city council were coming out on media as well. No mention of the atrocities. However, when the one of the members of the city council, we quote her and give a link to their Telegram page in our article in the New American Magazine, Ekaterina, I forget her last name, she comes and she's dressed, comes on camera in militia uniform, and she tells the people of Bucha, stay in your homes, do not go out on the streets. The Azov battalion, it has come into town, and the Safari battalion, and they are going to cleanse Bucha of collaborators and saboteurs. And then, so this was on the 31st, and then right. 2 days later, we began getting all these atrocity stories, and it's blamed on the Russians. Now, this isn't any way to absolve Russians from any atrocities or from attacking or anything, but it's very important for us not to be manipulated by false information, by disinformation. It appears, it seems that the evidence seems to more and more bear this out, that it was the Azov battalion, or Azov battalion, which is notorious for being a Nazi, fascist, vicious organization, which was
so hang on just a second, William, because it's important, because people have been confused of the Nazi reference that Putin has been making about Ukraine. So
correct.
there is a Nazi element within Ukraine, is what you're reporting.
Yes, and so this now those of us who have been on the receiving end of that label, which is now just about anyone who is to the right of Nancy Pelosi or
right.
AOC.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're used to the media and the far left accusing anyone who they disagree with of being a Nazi, a fascist, a racist, a xenophobe. Mm.
And unfortunately, by doing that, they've diluted the meaning. So
right.
when
and,
there
and
really
so,
isn't, yeah, you know, go ahead.
Yes, but there really are genuine Nazi elements. And it appears, we've been following him for a number of years, that the Azov Battalion, which has been cited by members of Congress, including far-left Democrats, going back 8-10 years, that they conditioned some of the aid from the Obama administration going to Ukraine clear back then, that it could not go to any organization or any military unit that had any connection to the Azov Battalion, because the Azov Battalion was quite notorious for that. They wear the Nazi SS Wolf Angel symbol on their uniforms and on their helmets, and they're proudly pro-Nazi. So, so they are the ones who came into Bucha. And according to this city council, they were going to cleanse Bucha of collaborators. Now, so are the bodies that we saw that are on the streets that are genuine atrocities, were those committed by the Azov battalion as part of their cleansing of people they designated as saboteurs and collaborators? And if so, we don't know whether they were actually collaborators or saboteurs, since these would be extrajudicial murders, and so these might have been just vengeance against people they suspected, or could it have been they actually just killed people so that they would have a propaganda, it's called propaganda of the deed, that they could then use to say, to whip up American sympathy for providing more aid and getting more involved in Ukraine.
Exactly. Well, William, let me ask you, in that area of Bucha, I mean, because this is also part of the consideration here that Putin has used, is that you have Russians who migrated into Ukraine. how of the population of Bucha, how many loyalists to Putin would you have? Any idea as to how many?
No, I do not. I've checked with people on the ground there who say, yeah, there's throughout much of Ukraine, as in other parts of Eastern Europe, where you have there have always been Russians and people of Russian and Ukrainian backgrounds intermixed. And over, as you can imagine, over the time period of the communist occupation, many of those Russians were brought in, were communists and supported the Kremlin. And so there's obvious animosity, hatred amongst some of them on those grounds. But there are many other people that have been there who are Christians of both Russian and Ukrainian extraction, and they've gotten along fine for a long time. So it's always difficult in those situations. When I was in Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Poland a few years ago, and I was in Estonia, much of Estonia has been, I mean, it was really invaded. They deported a lot of the Estonians to the Gulag and put Russians in there. And then now they've been in there for three, four generations. And so you have a mixture there which is rife for exploitation by both sides.
Exactly. Right. Well, and of course, you know, on one hand, this serves, as you mentioned, Zelensky's narrative, if it's all blamed on the Russians.
Sure.
I've not heard him make any reference whatsoever to the Azov battalion, have you?
No, he has not, and the media, which really focused on it a few years ago, has been very cordial towards Zelensky and not bringing this up, because the Zelensky government actually took the Azov battalion, which was a private militia, and made them part of the Ukrainian military. So they've given them an official stamp of approval.
Wow.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign.
No.
So here's, it makes it very difficult for Americans to make intelligent decisions on this, because we are being pushed by emotion, and emotions can be very easily exploited by those who are adept at doing that. And they know that our sense of justice makes us want to help the underdog, the one who's being bullied, the one who's being murdered. And, and so, you know, we have to try to make sure that we're not going to be victimized by this and pushed into making decisions based on disinformation.
Well, based on what you know, William, can we count on you know, our Secretary of State? I mean, who can we count on here in America? Because, I mean, here you've got, you know, Biden administration is sold out to the globalists. So he's pursuing a globalist agenda. Meanwhile, you've got the majority of America. You know, we remain under the delusion that we still are a constitutional republic, right?
Right. Well, of course, Biden's interest in Ukraine have been pointed out by his son's laptop and by his own admission on a televised speech at the or panel at the Council on Foreign Relations, where he boasts that he cut off aid during the Obama administration.
Got to leave it there. William Jasper, thank you for the time and insight.
According to the
World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi.